South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was part of a conference call today calling for renewed investment in children's programs and a call out to President-elect Obama and Congress. The Children's Leadership Council launched their Invest in Children, Strengthen America campaign today. Bill Bentley is a member of the group, the Children's Leadership Council, or CLC.
The CLC's campaign will be waged across the country, where 8 million American children are without health insurance, 13 million children live in poverty's grips, and 1 in 5 children relies on food stamps. Our current economic problems are compounding the crisis children are facing, and our failure to invest in the past means there is no safety net to keep more children from falling into poverty.
The campaign says there are 5 investment areas for children that they are emphasizing, including an investment in prevention, early diagnosis and treatment for at-risk children, services to reduce high school dropout rates, programs that provide early development and learning, and an emphasis on physical and mental health. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
As someone who represents the state of Florida, where the quality of life for kids in my state is nothing to write home about, this is something that I think needs to be one of our top priorities. And I know that Speaker Nancy Pelosi has made children, and myself and Congressman Moran and Congressman Scott are proud that our speaker has made children the cornerstone of her speakership.
Virginia Congressman Jim Moran compared the lack of education to crime, saying the number of high school dropouts usually parallels those who end up going to jail.
And the determinant is what kind of an investment they have had, benefited by in their first 5 years. We know that that's determinative of a person's adult success. Those first 5 years are the most critical, and that is where we have shown the most neglect.
Linda Smith is with the National Association of Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies.
We're calling for investments in child care and early education. We know that parents can't find work if they don't have child care. You can't take a 2-year-old to a job interview. And we know they can't keep their jobs without child care. So we need to make sure that people can keep their child care during these economic downturn times and make sure that they have child care in order to find work if they've been laid off.
Smith is calling for a $70 billion investment over the long term and $3 billion in the short term in child care community development block grants, and $3 billion to the Head Start program. Charles Kolb is the president of the Committee for Economic Development.
If we're successful here, and I think we will be, one of the byproducts of this effort is to help reorient the American public away from short-termism to focusing on investing in our future. So there's a side benefit to this, in addition to doing what is right for our children.